heard how Uddhava has been with Krishna just before Krishna was to leave this world, and how Krishna finally told Uddhava that I am that one, I am that same one who instructed Lord Brahma in the Padmakalpa in the lotus millennium so long ago and explained to him my own glories. And this we heard in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, and this is known as the Chatusloki Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam summarized in four slokas. So Uddhava was explaining this to Vidura. And then, after hearing how Uddhava had just been with Krishna, Uddhava then began his reply to the Lord. He explained what he said to the Lord when the Lord explained to him who he was. He said, I am that person. Then Uddhava began to speak to the Lord. And in text 15, Uddhava explains that there are so many people in this world that go to the Supreme Lord with their desires in their hand. And they say, O Lord, you please, you are the greatest, you are the most wonderful. Could you please give me dharma, give me some religiosity, some artha, some wealth, some kam. I have my desires and I want them fulfilled. And ultimately, people are very interested in moksha, liberation. Because ultimately the material world, even if one is religious, and even if one has all his desires fulfilled, and even if one is extremely wealthy to the ultimate degree, still the material world is a miserable place. Krishna has himself certified this by saying it is dukkhalayam shashvatam anitya asukaloka samasritam ye parabhalava plavam mahatpadam punyayasho marari bhavam budhiya. It is an ocean of misery, especially in Kali Yuga. Kalo doshinate rajan. So much difficulty. So ultimately, people want to get out of the material world. So they go to God, oh Lord, please escape me. Help me escape from the miseries of the material world. But Uddhava says that my approach to you is very different from that, because there is only one thing and one thing only that I want, and it is to serve you. I prefer to engage in your service. So this is described so directly also in the later cantos of the Bhagavatam, in the sixth canto, when Chitraketu, he doesn't care that he's cursed to go into a demonic body, to go to a hellish body. And Mother Parvati is so amazed at this. And Lord Shiva explains, yes, the mentality of a devotee, Narayana Paraksad Save Nakutastena Bibhiti, they are not afraid of any situation. Everything in the material world is equal to them. Why? Because actually they are not in the material world. They are just serving Krishna, and they are in that realm of service to Krishna, which means the spiritual world. So the devotees don't care where they are. So Uddhava was on that level of devotion. And then he said, but Lord, I want you to please explain some things to me, because you are the Supreme Lord. That means, and then he explains in text 16 and 17, he explains, that means that you are the Supreme Controller, You are unlimitedly powerful. You have unlimited knowledge. But yet, you engage in ritualistic fruitive activities. You are free from desires, yet you perform these type of activities. You are unborn. Kunti Devi said the same thing in the first canto. You are unborn, yet you appear as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. You run from the battlefield out of fear of the armies of Jarasandha, but yet fear personified is afraid of you, and you enjoy household life surrounded by your so many wives, so many wisdom women, although you are completely self-satisfied. How are these contradictory things adjusted in you? Uddhava actually knew that all of Krishna's activities are completely transcendental, but yet, he wanted to explain this point, that when Krishna does something, it has nothing to do with the material reason why people do things. When Krishna acts, it is simply for his pastime, for his pleasure. And this material world is actually a reflection of the spiritual world. And what is done in the spiritual world by Krishna is perfect and not motivated by anything selfish whatsoever. But Uddhava wanted this explained very clearly. And in text 17 he continues, you are unlimited, he says, in your perfect knowledge, yet Uddhava had personal experience that when Krishna wanted something done, he would say, Uddhava, come, you are very wise. Here is the situation, here is the circumstance. Please, how should we act? You tell us. So although Krishna is sarvajna, he knows everything. He knows everything, yet he was asking advice from Uddhava. So this is another contradictory and bewildering point. So how do Krishna's activities match with him being the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because if I ask you for advice, that means that I don't know something. Or if I run from the battlefield, it means I'm afraid. Or if I surround myself with women, that means I'm lacking something myself. On and on. On and on, Krishna's activities appear contradictory. So Uddhava, as Prabhupada explains in the purport to text 17, in 17 in his purport, he's actually asking these questions for the benefit of Maitreya Muni, who is there, because Maitreya Muni is not a pure, or he hadn't been a pure devotee, like Uddhava was a pure devotee, because the pure devotees, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, all these actions of the Lord appear to be contradictory. Although there is no contradiction in the routine activities of the Lord. Whatever Krishna does, there is no contradiction. He does it motivated by the same reason to perform wonderful pastimes and to somehow or another give pleasure to his devotees. So they appear contradictory, however, to a person who is not a pure devotee, who doesn't have the proper understanding. Therefore, Prabhupada concludes, it is better to see them, these activities, as they are, and not attempt to explain them. One should understand them, Krishna's activities, very simply. So Uddhava wanted Maitreya to get the benefit of the understanding, the actual understanding of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's pastimes are actually very mysterious. And unless one's heart is full of bhakti, or unless one hears properly from someone who understands the pastimes properly, one will surely misunderstand them. So therefore, they're so mysterious that that Krishna himself says, janma karma cha me divyam evam yovati tatvata tatva tonam tatva deham punar janma naiti. That if one understands, simply by understanding my pastimes, janma and karma and activities, my birth and activities, tatvata and truth, factually, then tatva deham punar janma, then no more material births. Finished. Mam eti, you will certainly come to me, Krishna says. So, Maitreya Muni was getting the benefit of not only Krishna's association, but Uddhava's association there too. And Uddhava was asking these questions for the benefit of Maitreya Muni. And then, Uddhava said to the Lord in text 18, my Lord, kindly explain to me, if you think us competent to receive it, that transcendental knowledge which gives enlightenment about yourself and which you explained before to Brahma. So you please, I beg you to tell me that which you had also just explained to Brahma. And then the Lord, out of his kind mercy, text 19, when he expressed his heartfelt desire unto the Supreme Lord, the lotus-eyed Lord instructed Uddhava about his transcendental situation. Paramam stitim, the Sanskrit is the paramam stitim, the ultimate transcendental situation. Here's Prabhupada's purport. The word paramam stitim are significant in this verse. The Lord's transcendental situation was not even spoken of to Brahma when the four verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam were explained. This transcendental situation comprises his dealings with devotees engaged in the transcendental loving service as exhibited is at Dwarka and Vrindavan. When the Lord explained his specific transcendental situation, it was meant for Uddhava only. Why? And therefore Uddhava particularly said, Mayam unto me, explain it unto me, although the great sage Maitreya was also sitting there. Such a transcendental situation, Krishna's pastime situation, is hardly understood by those whose devotion is mixed with speculative knowledge or fruitive activities. The pastimes of Krishna are very hard to understand. The Lord's activities in confidential love are very rarely disclosed to the general devotees who are attracted by devotion mixed with knowledge and mysticism. Such activities are the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord. Why? Because Krishna's acting as if he's a human being. Of course, he's not acting exactly like a human being because he lifts Govardhan Hill, he kills the Putana demon when he's only 3 months old. He does so many superhuman activities. He kills demons day by day in Vrindavan. He expands himself into so many Krishnas when he dances with so many gopis. So his activities are superhuman, yet they so closely resemble Naralila, the activities of ordinary human beings. They so closely resemble that as the reflection in the mirror resembles the actual food. So similarly, the activities in this material world so closely resemble Krishna's spiritual activities that it is so rare that someone has the qualification to hear Krishna's activities, especially his loving dealings with his wives, the Mahishis of Dwarka and the gopis of Vrindavan. It's so rare that one can actually hear those and understand them without mistaking them for material activities and materially motivated activities. But because Uddhava was so qualified, this is the significance of Paramam Stitim, that about the transcendental situation, he explained even He explained these activities to Uddhava because Uddhava was actually so qualified. He was transcendental. Krishna will later say this, that Uddhava is as transcendental as I am. He is no less transcendental than me, Krishna says. What Krishna means is that Uddhava is also above the three modes of material nature, that these modes do not affect him, as they do not affect me, Krishna says, they do not affect Uddhav. Because Daivyeshu Gunamayi Mama Maya Dratya Mameva Te Prapadyante Mayam Etan Tarantite. Through surrender to Krishna, one goes beyond the modes of material nature. The modes of material nature means being controlled by them, by these forces of the material world that inflict so much control and misery upon us and rob us of our freedom. So Uddhava is completely free from that, and therefore he won't mistake Krishna's activities as mundane. So then Uddhava said, after hearing this from Krishna, I circumambulated the Lord and I have come to this place. Aggrieved, so much misery in his heart by feeling separation from Krishna. Prabhupada in his purport explains that Uddhava had the qualification to hear the Bhagavatam from Krishna and explain it. But the Mayavadis don't have the qualification, and therefore they misinterpret and give an impersonal understanding to the Bhagavatam or the Chatusloki Bhagavatam beginning with Aham Eva Sam Eva Grey. They twist the meaning and therefore become offensive. So Uddhava opens his heart up. He continues. So he's explaining to Vidura how he got where they met. So he said, after I saw the Lord, I circumambulated him after he instructed me, and then I immediately began following the Lord's instructions. And all the time, as I am following the Lord's instruction, and as we'll hear in verses 21 and 22 what those instructions were, and it will come up one more time later, that he should go to Badrikashram. And there were quite a few reasons why he should go there. One is to give this message, explain the message of Krishna's departure, because Uddhava was qualified to understand this, and Krishna's activities, explain it to the residents of Badrikashram. So Uddhava, having just left Krishna, was feeling mad due to separation from Krishna. So he said, my dear Vidur, now I am mad for want of the pleasure of seeing him. And just to mitigate this, I am now proceeding to Badrikashram in the Himalayas for association, as I have been instructed by him. There in Badrikashram, the personality of Godhead in his incarnation as the sages Nara and Narayan has been undergoing great penances since time immemorial for the welfare of all amiable living beings. So after hearing Vidura Uddhava say that, now telling this whole pastime of what had happened, then Vidura, having heard of the demise of the Yadu dynasty and how Krishna was to leave the world, from having heard this from Uddhava, he himself felt very bereaved. And in text 23, it describes how he conquered his own bereavement, because he too was feeling great separation from Krishna, great misery on that level. But yet, due to transcendental knowledge, he conquered that separation from Krishna. So as Uddhava was planning on going where? To Badrikashram in pursuance of the Lord's instructions. Vidura said, O Uddhava, because the servants of Vishnu, the Lord, wander in the interest of serving others, it is quite fit that you kindly describe the self-knowledge with which you have been enlightened by the Lord Himself. In other words, he asks Uddhava to please explain to him that which he heard from the Lord. And Uddhava's reply was, "No, I won't explain this to you. But not that you shouldn't hear this. Not that you shouldn't hear this transcendental knowledge, but you should hear it from someone else, someone other than me. You should take lessons from the great learned sage Maitreya, who is nearby and who is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. He was directly instructed by the personality of Godhead when he was about to quit this mortal world." So Uddhava said that no, instead of hearing from me, you should hear from Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni was right there. He was present by the arrangement of Krishna and by his own agyata sukriti. He appeared there just as I appeared there, as Krishna was leaning with his back against that peepal tree just before he left this world, and as Krishna instructed me on this Paramam Stitam. Similarly, Maitreya heard this. So you should hear from him. And the reasons why he says this is Prabhupada gives the Sanskrit of his Maryada Vyatikrama, means overstepping etiquette. He actually says Uddhava says is, anyway, it's overstepping. Overstepping what? Etiquette. Because Uddhava, he was a qualified devotee to serve as spiritual master for Vidura, because Vidura was here basically asking him, "Please allow me to take instruction from you. You be my spiritual master." But the problem was that Uddhava was so much younger than Vidura. He was at the age of Vidura's son, practically speaking. So therefore, while a senior sage, a senior personality was nearby, he did not feel it was appropriate to instruct him. So instead of taking that responsibility himself out of etiquette, he passed that responsibility on to Maitreya, who was senior to him. So this is Vaishnava etiquette. Very important to know Vaishnava etiquette. Because if we don't know Vaishnava etiquette, we may act impertinently. And if one acts impertinently, then one can easily fall down. Prabhupada explains impertinence on the part of a pseudo-spiritual master is very risky to progressive spiritual realization. One's putting one's spiritual advancement at risk. So, Vidura, then, he heard that who he should take instruction from, and this chapter is entitled Vidura Approaches Maitreya. But actually, he doesn't actually meet Maitreya until later into the next chapter. So they met, Uddhava and Vidura, they met on the bank of the Ganga at about sunset, at dusk when the sun was going down, and they spoke all night about the name of Krishna, the glories of Krishna's name, the glories of Krishna's fame, the glories of Krishna's quality. So they sat there and they just talked about Krishna all night long. And Uddhava, talking about Krishna, was overwhelmed with great affection. And the night passed just like that, as if it was a moment. And then in the morning, Uddhava left. Where did he leave for? He left for Badrikashram. Now, so after hearing this part of the pastime, what happened with Vidura and Uddhava, then Maharaj Prickett, who had asked to hear about this from Sukadev Goswami, he said, at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasty, who were the best of all the great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? Why was it that Uddhava was the only one left? So Krishna is going, Sukadeva is going to answer this question. But first I wanted to read a little bit, the last bit of the purport here, where Prabhupada explains that Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by signal to go to Badrikashram after his departure. And Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order more faithfully than going back to Godhead or the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone even after the departure of the Lord from the face of the earth. So Uddhava was intent on following the instructions of Krishna. And in this way, just as Arjuna, we heard in the first canto, when Krishna disappeared from this world, Arjuna was feeling so much separation. But then when he remembered the instructions that Krishna had given him, he remembered that, and he actually, because of his purity and the instructions were pure, he actually associated with Krishna directly. He was feeling Krishna's direct association by remembering those instructions. That is the nature of transcendental sound vibration. Now I'd like to play a tape where Prabhupada speaks on three topics. It's the end of a lecture in 1968 in Montreal, and I'm not sure how the quality of the recording is, how will it come out. But not yet, not quite yet, but in a moment. So one topic he explains about, because he's speaking, the verses about that he's speaking about is about Prahlad Maharaj, and he explains something about how to pray, how to offer prayers. Then the lecture ends. And then there are two questions. One question, which you can't hear it so well, so I'll say what it is, that Himavati, this is 1968 in Montreal, she asked Prabhupada that Prahlad Maharaj, he calls on Krishna, he said, "You are my Lord." So she asks, if a devotee possesses nothing, why would he considers nothing his, why does a devotee think of the Lord as his? Is that improper or proper? So it is a something childish question. Because we were all children in those days. And Prabhupada answers that first. Couldn't understand why she would ask such a question. But we'll hear the answer. And then Rukmini Devi asks a question that is very pertinent to this particular point over here. Because both Vidura and Uddhava were feeling deep separation from Krishna. So Rukmini Devi says to Prabhupada, she said, Prabhupada, when you're not here, I feel so far from you. So in other words, she's saying that I lose contact with you, or I miss you. I miss being with you. So it wasn't exactly a question, but what she meant to say, what can I do about that? So that's the third part. And the lecture, this part will take a good 13, 14 minutes. So everyone tighten your seat belts. Keep your eyes open and listen carefully. It's a little, maybe a little hard to understand. This is just because I took initiation in Montreal just around this time, so this is how Prabhupada was lecturing in, at this time. Okay, this is it. You can press the magic button, and it will have to be a little loud, and you'll have to at certain points you have to maybe put it up a little bit.
Triangle offering prayer to the Supreme Personality. Isasa Mahi Gnani. Mahi. Mahi means glory. It is glorious activity. Don't you think his activities are glorious? Modern scientist has manufactured one, what is called Sputnik, and we are advertising in the paper, so nice Sputnik is flying in the air and is going. And the Supreme Person has created not only a child is Sputnik, but millions and billions of planets, they are flying in the air. So, is that glorious? But the rascals will say, Jeremy, come, this world is false. Why is it false? There is so much brain in manufacturing this world, and it is false. Suppose if you decorate this temple and you might come blank, if he says, this is all false. Is it not decrying or insulting you? You decorate this temple so nicely, you prepare very nice foodstuff, and he says, this is all false. Why? That means he has to have appreciation. He is proving, he is dull, he is rascal. So therefore, devotees, they appreciate, Krishna, how nice you are. How nicely you have manufactured these trees, these flowers, this sky, the planets, the sun, the moon. And he becomes overwhelmed with joy. Oh, my God is so great. And the rascal is false. You see, how my rascal is false. Is it false? If you want to construct one building, you have to work hard your whole life, and if I say it is false, how much insulted you are. So they do not know, they have no idea. What is God? Yes. So here Prahlad Maharaj says, Ishasa Mahi Gnani, I shall glorify the Lord. You are a child, sir. You are 5 years old, how can glorify? That's how I am away, sir. It doesn't matter, I am a child. Whatever I have got, I shall express my feeling. Oh God, oh Lord, you are so great. That's all right. How you can describe God and understand His glory? That's not possible. It's unlimited. But whatever limitation you have got, if you express feeling, my God, my Lord, that is it. That is it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, teaches us how to pray. The prayer is, Nanana-nana-nana-sundara-intam-tam-bhajavati-sapāma. Everyone is praying to God with some interest. That is also good. If you go and pray to God, give me some money or give me some relief, give me a nice house, nice wife, nice food stuff, that is also good. But not so good as one is praying to God that I don't want any money, I don't want any number of followers, I don't want any good wife, nice, beautiful wife. That's what you want. I want to serve you. That is your prayer. That is the best prayer. You are so good, you are so nice, you are so great that I want to be engaged in your service. I am serving the Christians, they are not satisfied, I am not satisfied. Now I have come to you, please engage me in your service. That is the last word of prayer. Thank you.
Krishna is not named. So you can say Krishna, mind is no heart.
and eat, that should be, that body and should be Krishna. That is the ultimate conception of mind. That is the perfection of the world mind. So it is quite nice. But fit to these they mind in the Bhagavad Gita. He is mine and I am his. Krishna says. So this is not wrong. And what is the idea? That because everything belongs to Krishna, therefore I cannot say mine, that's your idea? Yes. Yes. His mind is your everyone. That's all. That's all. Yes.
That's what Rukmini is saying. How does one feel so far away from you when you're not here?
How is that? I do not follow.
I feel so far away.
Janaka?
I feel so far away from you when you're not here.
Also, so far away from you when you are not here.
The world, there are two conceptions, the physical conception and the vibration conception. The physical conception is temporary, the vibration conception is time. Just like we are enjoying or we are relishing the vibration of Krishna's teaching. So, my vibration is present. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna, or chant Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad, so it is present immediately by vibration. It's absolute. Therefore, vibration is more important than physical presence. When you feel separation from your spiritual master, you just try to remember his words of instruction, he will not be separated. He will not be with you. So we should associate by the vibration, not by the physical presence. That is real. Sadhyatana is by sound, just like we are touching Krishna immediately by sound. Sound vibration. So we should be more straight on the sound vibration, either of Krishna or of the spiritual master, then we feel happy and no separation. And Krishna departed from this world. At that time, Arjuna was overwhelmed with sorrow. And he began to remember the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. He finally developed human Bhagavatam. Then he was edified. Immediately, he began to remember the teaching which was taught to him in the Bhagavad Gita, Purushastra, and the present time. You are in constant sense. So when Krishna went to the world, you are feeling overwhelmed. But he began to remember his teaching. So whenever we shall feel separation, the best thing is to remember his teaching, then it is very nice. Is that clear?
Hare Krishna. That's the problem. So you can chant Hare Krishna. So we brought up There were several points in there from that we were speaking from the Bhagavatam. But the point, the last point, was Uddhava was fixed in the instruction of Krishna to go to Badrikashrama, and therefore he was using that, following the instruction, to mitigate his great feeling of anguish in separation from Krishna. By following Krishna's instruction, he was feeling the association of Krishna. So Sukadev, this was the beginning of the king inquired, why was Uddhava alone left? And Sukadev Goswami explained Krishna's thinking. And this is what he says. That Uddhava, first of all, that Uddhava is so superior, only he can be entrusted with this knowledge about me. Because again, knowledge about Krishna's appearance and disappearance is so difficult, and pastimes is so difficult for ordinary people to understand, because people either become mayavadis when they hear it and they think, oh, this is just imagination. Or one time I read Ramayana where it's talked about Lord Ram and said that this... He has to act like a kshatriya under the mode of passion or something. So one is a mayavadi if one thinks that God's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, are under the control of the material energy. Or one thinks, a materialist thinks that he's a powerful person, or thinks that this is just some mythology, or it's an analogy, a metaphor. But to actually understand Krishna's pastimes, the depth of Krishna's dealings with the devotees is so rare and so difficult. So as Prabhupada explains in his purport to text 30, that Uddhava was considered to be the best amongst the devotees of that time, and therefore he was directly instructed by the Lord's grace so that people might take advantage of Uddhava's knowledge after the disappearance of the Lord from the vision of the world. Krishna thought in text 31, Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way, because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, he may remain in this world in order to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explains in his purport, which these instructions are important for us if we wish to also understand the pastimes of the Lord. Uddhava was in such a transcendental position, and thus he was selected to be the factual representative of the Lord in his bodily absence from the vision of the world. Such a devotee of the Lord is never affected by material strength, intelligence, or even renunciation. Such a devotee of the Lord can withstand all onslaughts of material nature, and therefore he is known as Goswami. Only such Goswamis can penetrate the mysteries of the Lord's transcendental loving relationships. So then Sukadev Goswami explained that Uddhava then went to Badrikashram and engaged himself in trance, full absorption in Krishna in order to satisfy Krishna. We may go back to that purport in a moment. Vidura also heard from Uddhava about the appearance and disappearance of Lord Krishna, the Supersoul, in the mortal world, which is a subject matter sought after with great perseverance by great sages. The Lord's glorious acts and his acceptance of various transcendental forms for the performance of extraordinary pastimes in the mortal world are very difficult for anyone other than his devotees to understand. And for the beasts, they are simply a mental disturbance. Understanding that he was remembered by Lord Krishna while quitting this world, Vidura began to cry loudly, overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love. Prabhupada explains in the purport. Vidura was overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love when he understood that Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thought of him at the last moment. Although he thought of himself as insignificant, he was remembered by the Lord by his causeless mercy. Vidura accepted this as a great favor, and thus he cried. This crying is the last word in the progressive path of devotional service. One who can cry for the Lord in love is certainly successful in the line of devotional service. After passing a few days on the bank of the river Jamuna, Vidura, the self-realized soul, reached the bank of the Ganges where the great sage Maitreya was situated. So he went up to Haridwar, which was about 125 kilometers from Delhi, where they were just near Delhi. So he traveled, he walked up to Haridwar, and there he met Maitreya Muni. And that we'll hear about next week. Are there any questions or comments? So I don't know how to explain that other than Uddhava must have said something, but maybe one of our acharyas has commented, but I don't know of any reference. That's all that's been given. No, the verse.
It's in the verse.
Yeah, it is. That was a verse. But one thing is that it was clear that one of the people who was to hear by Krishna's arrangement about the departure of Krishna and the Yadav dynasty from this world from the right source was Vidura, who heard it from Uddhava. So that was by... This is Purushan speculation, but...
Inference.
So that's one way you could see it, but probably the acharyas explain it in some other way, or more clearly or directly. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so next Wednesday we shall continue. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Vidur, Sri Uddhav, Sri Krishna ki jai. And then Maitreya Muni ki jai. We'll hear almost two cantos of Maitreya Muni's conversation with Vidura to the end of the fourth canto.